"What has Gravant done, Cricklin?" Dorlos squeaked. She seemed merry too, and her voice was even higher than he remembered it.
"Nothing," Horsa said, smiling at the three mercenaries. "But we're getting Horsa Gorbachev back from the dead, so I decided we didn't need her."
"Horsa?"
Wupslin said, his large mouth opening wide in an almost exaggerated expression of surprise. Dorolo looked past Horsa at Yalsin, the look on her face saying, "Is this true?" through her grin. Yalsin shrugged and looked happily, hopefully, still slightly suspiciously, at the man she thought was Cracklin.
"He'll be coming aboard shortly before the Ends leaves," Horsa said. "He had some sort of business in the city. Maybe something shady."
Horsa smiled in the condescending way Cracklin sometimes had.
"Who knows?"
"There," Wupslin said, looking unsteadily at Avager over Dorolo's stooped frame. "Maybe that guy was looking for Horsa. Maybe we should warn him."
"What guy? Where?" Horsa asked.
"He's seeing things," Avager said, waving one hand. "Too much liver wine."
"Rubbish,"
Wupslin said loudly, looking from Avager to Horsa and nodding.
"Underdrawn."
He held both hands out in front of his face, palms together, then separated them by about a quarter metre.
"Little bugger. No bigger than that."
"Where?"
Horsa shook his head.
"Why do you think somebody might be after Horsa?"
"Out there under the travel tube,"
Avager said, while Wupslin was saying,
"Way he came out of that capsule like he expected to be in a fight any second, and, oh, I can just tell. That guy was police or something."
"What about Mip?" asked Dorolo.
Horsa was silent for a second, frowning at nothing and nobody in particular.
"Did Horsa mention Mip?"
Dorolo asked him.
"Mip?" he said, looking at Dorolo. "No."
He shook his head.
"No, Mip didn't make it."
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
Dorolo said.
"Look," Horsa said, staring at Avager and Wupslin. "You think there's somebody out there looking for one of us?"
"A man."
Wupslin nodded slowly.
"And a little tiny, really mean-looking drawn."
With a chill, Horsa recalled the insect, which had settled momentarily on his wrist in the small bay outside, just before he had boarded the cat. The culture, he knew, had machines, artificial bugs, that size.
"Hmm," Horsa said, pursing his lips.
He nodded to himself, then looked at Yalsin.
"Go and make sure Gravant gets off the ship, quickly, all right?"
He stood up and got out of the way while Yalsin moved. She went down the corridor to the cabins. Horsa looked at Wubslin and motioned the engineer forward toward the bridge with his eyes.
"You two stay here," he said quietly to Avager and Dorolo.
Slowly, they let go of each other and sat down in a couple of seats. Horsa went through to the bridge. He pointed Wubslin to the engineer's seat and sat down in the pilot's. Wubslin sighed heavily. Horsa closed the door, then quickly reeled through all he had learned about the procedures on the bridge during the first weeks he'd been aboard the cat. He was reaching forward to open the communicator channels when something moved under the console near his feet. He froze. Wupslin peered down, then bent with an audible effort and stuck his big head down between his legs. Horsa smelled drink.
"Haven't you finished yet?"
Wupslin's muffled voice said.
"They took me off to another job. I only just got back,"
wailed a small, thin, artificial voice. Horsa sat back in his seat and looked under the console. A drone, about two-thirds of the size of the one which had escorted him from the elevator to the cat's bay, was disentangling itself from a jumble of fine cables protruding from an open inspection hatch.
"What," Horsa said, "is that?"
"Oh," Wubslin said, wearily belching, "same one that's been here, you remember."
"Come on, you," he said to the machine. "The captain wants to do a communication test."
"Look,"
the little machine said, its synthesized voice full of exasperation.
"I have finished. I'm just tidying everything away."
"We'll get a move on,"
Wupslin said. He withdrew his head from underneath the console and looked apologetically at Horsa.
"Sorry, Cracklin." "Never mind, never mind."
Horsa waved his hand. He powered up the communicator.
He
looked at Wupslin.
"Who's controlling traffic movements around here? I've forgotten who to ask for. What if I want the bay doors opened?"
"Traffic? Doors opened?" Wupslin looked at Horsa with a puzzled expression. He shrugged and said,
"Well, just traffic control, I suppose, like when we came in."
"Right,"
Horsa said. He flicked the switch on the console and said,
"Traffic control, this is..."
His voice trailed off. He'd no idea what Cracklin had called the cat instead of its real name. He hadn't got that as part of the information he'd bought, and it was one of the many things he had meant to learn once he'd accomplished the most immediate task of getting Balveda off the ship, and with luck, following a false trail. But the news that there might be somebody looking for him in this bay, or anybody for that matter, had rattled him. He said,
"This is the craft in Small Bay 27492. I want immediate clearance to leave the bay and the GSV. We'll quit the orbital independently."
Wobslin stared at Hawser.